الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers Over the past few days and nights, we were very fortunate that we had an Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Aqim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum amongst us. And the Ruhaniyat that everybody experienced, and the joy and the happiness, it was the happiness of the soul. It was proof enough that there are two things. One is the soul and one is the body. Those who had pain in their heads or in their stomachs, or those who were suffering from heart problem or liver or lung problem, then sitting in the majlis, the pain in the heart and the pain in the lungs and the pain in the kidneys or in their legs, all that did not vanish. So then what happiness was the person experiencing? It was the happiness of the soul. So it shows that the ghiza of the soul is something else and the ghiza of the body is something else. The food of the soul is something else. The food of the body is something else. We are concentrating all the time just on our bodies. Of course, with the du'as of the Ahlullah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes takes away all those pains too. But in reality, it is the happiness of the soul. And that is what we term as the sukoon of dil. That when the person is experiencing a sukoon in his heart, then irrespective of his outside conditions, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them tranquility in the heart. You can see Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum has suffered a stroke. He is having difficulty in walking. He requires assistance. But still look at his heart. How much of sukoon that the whole majma finds sukoon while sitting around a person with sukoon. So that is what he was trying to pass on to us. And you must have noticed that throughout his stay here, those who were in all the different majalis and gatherings and programs, that there was something that we heard repeatedly, khune arzu, khune hasrat, khune tamanna, khune dil. These were words that were repeatedly mentioned. And he said that you have to make khune arzu. You have to make khune tamanna. You have to make khune dil. Those evil desires which come into our hearts, we have to break those desires. We have to suppress those desires. We have to smash those desires to smithereens. And don't even have hasrat after that. That means don't even regret, don't even feel that I've missed out on something. We must feel that we are, that it's a great blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He gave us the tawfiq to restrain ourselves from that evil. Because restraining from that evil would give us taqwa, and taqwa will give us wilayat. So why should a person regret when he's going to get the crown of wilayat? So these were words that were repeated all the time. Because there is no other way to get the wilayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala except with taqwa. But at the same time you noticed that how much of happiness there was in the group. How much of peace, how much of tranquility. It was not that it was a group full of gloom and sadness and gham that, hi, we are missing out on the fun of the cinemas and the theaters and the clubhouses where we've attached ourselves to this Ahle Dil arif billah wa ahlullah, that we have now been deprived of all the happiness that the people of the world enjoy. There's no such thing. You can see that life remains absolutely normal, and this is what I've been repeatedly emphasizing, that the person does not become an abnormal person. In fact, he is the one who is absolutely normal. He enjoys laughter, he enjoys zikr, he enjoys tilawat, he enjoys ibadat, he enjoys the food also, he enjoys everything. Allah Ta'ala puts enjoyment into it because he has pleased Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So now the enjoyment comes from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But first that pain has to be taken on the heart. That nest of evils has to be burnt. Suddenly Hazrat Wala's one poet, one couplet is came to mind now. And it's a very beautiful one. I don't know when last I said this. Gira ke bijli mera nashe man, jala ke apna bana liya. Gira ke bijli mera nashe man, jala ke apna bana liya. Ghamon ke phoolo se mere dil ko saja ke maskan bana liya. Ghamon ke phoolo se mere dil ko saja ke maskan bana liya. First Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made the lightning strike my nest and burnt it up. But when he burnt it up, he made me his. He filled my hearts with the pains of his love. He gave me different kind of gham on my heart. When I was restraining myself from evil, gham was coming on my heart. But those wounds were like flowers that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decorated my heart with. And then he made my heart his home. Allah Ta'ala then made my heart his home. He decorated my heart with the gham. Shikasta arzu. When the person's desires, evil desires were being broken all the time. So this gham, it was like a decoration of that heart Allah Ta'ala was making. And then he made that my home. Therefore, Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatum has also stated, Tere haath se zere taamir hoon main, mubarak mujhe meri veeraniya. That first, if there is an old building that is standing there, then first you break that building. There will be removal of the roof, the tiles, the tin, the wood, the floor, the carpets, everything is taken out. Not only that, after that they start digging also. After breaking all that structure, then they start digging. They make a foundation. So they have to dig trenches. And in their trenches also they throw stones and concrete and sand and steel and iron. What would they throw inside there? So they make all that, and after that we find that in the place of that one old dilapidated building, now you find a 100-floor structure. Or a massive, we say this is a 5-star hotel that has come up here, where there was one old cottage. Haven't we seen in the beachfront and other places? What was there some 100 years ago, 50 years ago? So first there was demolition. And after that, then there was construction. Or that beautiful example that if there is an earthquake, if there is disaster, if there is some kind of storm that has lashed the town, then the government declares that area a disaster area. And once it is a disaster area, then what happens? Now the government provides material. The government provides funds for the construction of those homes and for whatever damage has taken place. Now the government provides the funds. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in that heart which has been struck by lightning or struck by earthquake because he restrained himself from sin, it was like an earthquake on his heart. That sin was such beloved sin to him. It was an addiction. Or that pretty woman with whom he was involved in an illicit love relationship. Now he heard some bayans and some waz and some nasihat. Now to pick up and pluck up that courage and to say that that's the end of our relationship. It was like an earthquake on his heart. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala declares that person's heart now a disaster area. And then Allah Ta'ala does not reconstruct that heart with cement and sand and bricks and stones. Allah Ta'ala reconstructs it with his noor, with his tajalliyat. Ha, this person thereafter, what he enjoys in his heart, the kings of the world does not know about it. So that is all there is. Simple, easy, practical Islam. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, fulfill the rights of the creator and the creation, stay away from sins, and you are the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when you are the wali of Allah ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala makes promises after that, because of this taqwa that is in the heart, that وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah ta'ala, for those who are muttaqeen, then He will definitely, most certainly find a way out for them in all the difficulties and problems, and provide for them risk and sustenance from sources unknown to them. Now those are the two things that are troubling man all over the world. So it's not a difficult route. It's a very pleasant route. It is a very rewarding route. Although it's very easy, but at the same time, everything that is easy also requires a little bit of effort. Food is easy to eat, but you still have to pick it up, put it in your mouth, chew it, then digest it. So something has to be done, but it is not as difficult as we make it out to be. And if we say that the world is full of fitnas and corruption and mischief and the environment is of this kind and that kind, then we must always remember that the environment is what we make of it. The environment should not change us, we should change the environment. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. I know you have been sitting till late nights in the programs, but there are a lot of requests from our brothers for zikr program tonight, so therefore we decided to have. May Allah ta'ala give me the strength and give us all the tawfiq of making amal.
لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. In the remembrance or in the taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there's gardens that the person finds in his heart. That chaman and that garden that we are searching for, then we will find it in the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when the person is negligent, he's indifferent, he's ghafil, then the dunya of the ghafil is dasht o daman, is jungle, and that place where they go and throw all the rubbish dump. That is the world of those who are negligent, those who are indifferent, those who are ghafil.
Lazzate zikr naam khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن. ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دامن
اے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے It is necessary, extremely important that you give up sins also. Asli hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Just leaving your town and going away to another town, leaving your country, going to another country, leaving city, going to another city, and say we made hijrat, that is not sufficient. Hijrat, it is necessary that you make hijrat from sins also.
Bil yaqeen paayega nisbate awliya جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن
Whichever is the town of the person's beloved, then if you have to ask an ashik, the lover, that which is the town or the city most beloved to you, then he will say the town or the city in which my beloved resides is the one that is most beloved to me. So if this is the case of the lovers, that they love the place where a person's beloved resides,
پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن
If you have to ask the lover which is the city that he loves most, he will give you the city of his beloved. If that is the condition of a lover, then what must I say about Medina Sharif? Where my beloved resides, where my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests, the place that of Hijra that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam chose for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kaash hota Medina mein mera watan. Hi, I wish that Medina was my watan.
پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن
At such a time we must picture, Allah Ta'ala has given us imagination. We fantasize about so much of haram things. Instead of that, use this power of imagination and fantasizing to fantasize about these type of things. Picture at that time the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Picture at that time Medina Sharif. Picture at that time Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wassalam. Picture at that time the mountains of Uhud. Picture at that time the land of Medina Sharif.
پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن
Whenever a person wishes There's no purchasing of tickets. There's no visas required. There's not even a requirement most of the times of any kind of transport. He can just take a walk to the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, stand at the Rauza Mubarak and say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayr khalqillah. That is the advantage, or that is the great fortune of those who are residing there.
Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Kis tarah main kahun dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. Phir Madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahun, kaash hota Madine mein mera watan. Hai watan mein magar dil Madine mein hai, hai watan mein magar dil Madine mein hai. Ae Madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Hai watan mein magar dil Madine mein hai, hai watan mein magar dil Madine mein hai. Ae Madina fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Nek logo mein ho sahib-e-dard-e-dil, nek logo mein ho sahib-e-dard-e-dil. Hey chaman mein koi jaise rashk-e-chaman. Lazzat-e-zikr-e-naam-e-khuda hai chaman, aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. Roz o shab hai ye akhtar ki aah o fugha, roz o shab hai ye akhtar ki aah o fugha. Bakhsh de roze mehshar mujhe zulminan. Roz o shab hai ye Yunus ki aah o fugha, roz o shab hai ye Yunus ki aah o fugha. Bakhsh de roze mehshar mujhe zulminan. Day and night this is my plea to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, says Hazrat Maulana Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum. And we should also make the same plea to Allah ta'ala, that on the day of Qiyamah He must forgive us. He must not question us. He must not take hisab from us. He must not ask us to give any kind of account. Otherwise we'll be doomed. May Allah ta'ala protect us all. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatun, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे,
वाला चेंज दिस हार्ट इन विच देयर इज नथिंग बट हवा एंड हिर्स इवल पैशंस and greed, oh Allah, change this heart which is filled with sins and evil. Oh Allah, change it. Ya Allah, you have the power to change it. If man has the intelligence, and I've been repeating this many times, that if man has the intelligence to transplant physically sound hearts, then what is it difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to transplant a spiritually sound heart into our body? In the company of Ahlullah, that is what happens. Transplant takes place.
Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, हटा लूं आंख अपनी माँ सिवा से, हटा लूं आंख अपनी माँ सिवा से, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे, जियूं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, सहल फरमा मुसलसल याद अपनी, सहल फरमा मुसलसल याद अपनी, खुदाया रहम फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया रहम फरमा दिल बदल दे, हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے او مائی بلوڈ اللہ آئی ایم ایٹ یور ڈور ود اے بروکن ہارٹ بٹ وائی شوڈ آئی ریمین ود اے بروکن ہارٹ او اللہ چینج دا کنڈیشن آف مائی ہارٹ ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے ہوا وہ ہرس والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے آمین یا رب العالمین اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو tu hi tu ho tu hi tu dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil dard-e-dil ho ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jidhar Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah illallah 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 illallah
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zolamna anfusana. Allahumma rabbana, ya rabbana, ya rabbana. Zolamna anfusana. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akram Al-Akramin, Ya Ghiyas Al-Mustaghithin, Ya Rahim Al-Masakin, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith, Birahmatika Nastaghith. Allahumma aslih lana sha'nana kullah. ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين فانك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وخطيئه اي میرے پیارے اللہ او my beloved Allah او my most rahim kareem Allah او my most forgiving Allah most compassionate kind loving Allah او my most tolerant Allah او my most caring, loving, compassionate Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, but we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins, oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, we are not extending them before some idol that does not see us, cannot hear us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, hum to tere samne haath phailaye hue hai. We have extended our begging bowls before you, oh my beloved Allah. At this very moment you are seeing us, you are hearing us. You even know the thoughts that are crossing in our minds. Oh, my beloved Allah, you know our past, our present and our future. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Your treasures are unlimited, oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Allah, your treasures of forgiveness are also unlimited. Your ocean of forgiveness is unlimited, oh, my beloved Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, oh my beloved Allah, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, man has made dynamite sticks, and those sticks blow up huge mountains. Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away the mountains of sins on our shoulders? Oh, my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, you who have blessed the entire mankind with sight, right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you are blessing everybody with sight. How could you have been blind to our actions and our deeds? Ey mere pyare khuda, humne sab ko bina samjha, sirf tujhe na bina samjha. Mere pyare khuda, jab hum guna kar rahe the raat ke andheron mein, to hum sab ko bina samajh rahe the, tujhe na bina samajh rahe the. When we are committing sins, we considered everybody else or sight. Therefore we did not commit those sins in front of those people that we respected. But oh Allah, we considered you to be blind to our sins. Ha, mere Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Rahim Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are suffering every way. Ya Allah, the whole ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, we know the cause of our suffering. But oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Ya Allah, if you are going to look at our sins, then we are going to suffer till doomsday. Then oh my beloved Allah, there will be destruction for us in this world, destruction for us in the qabr, destruction for us in the akhirat. Ey Allah, humare gunahon ko mat dekh. Tere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka khoon mubarak, that blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which oozed for the sake of this ummat. Ya Allah, look at that blood. Ya Allah, the tears of my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which flowed for the sake of his ummat. Ya Allah, look at those tears and forgive us. And change the condition of the ummat. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare hal par raham farma le, karam farma le. Ey Allah, tu kareem hai, tu rahim hai, tu sattar hai, tu ghaffar hai. Ey Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke mere Allah, hum gande jaye kaha. Oh Allah, where do we go? There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Ya Allah, which other door can we tap? Which other home can we go and beg? Ya Allah, we are not going to bow our heads before anyone else besides you. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, if we don't beg of you, you become displeased. Ya Allah, if we beg of you, you become happy and pleased. Ey mere pyare khuda, open the doors of your treasures for us. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your mercy for us. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat and mercy. Keep your shadow of mercy hanging above our heads, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave. Bless our children with long life. Bless the ummah with long life. Bless us with good health, O my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, we are extremely ill. O my beloved Allah, we are physically ill and we are spiritually ill. Ya Allah, we are suffering from physical and spiritual ailments. Ya Allah, physically and spiritually we are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, remove our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Ey Allah, ruhani, jismani bimariyon ko dur farma de. Ya Allah, bless us with health. Ya Allah, change the conditions of our heart. Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy, with evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, our hearts which were for you. Ya Allah, we have given to everybody else except you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal de. Ya Allah, when man can transplant hearts, physical hearts, what is it difficult for you to transplant a spiritually sound heart? Ya Allah, tere liye koi mushkil nahi hai. Ya Allah, hamare dil ka hal badal de. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Ay Allah, agar tu nahi mera, if you are not mine, then the world's gold and silver can be mine. But I've got nothing, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but if you are mine, then everything is mine. My business will give me barakat. My home will give me comfort. My children will be the coolness of my eyes. Ya Allah, everything will work in my favor. But if you are not ours, then nothing will be ours. Allah, hamara banja. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch maangta hai. Ilahi mein tujhse talabgar tera. Ya Allah, people seek different things from you. We are seeking you from you. Ey mere pyare khuda, ab tu hamara hal badal de. Ey mere Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our children, barakat in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, when our carpets are on interest, oh my beloved Allah, when our furniture is on interest, oh my beloved Allah, when our groceries are also on interest, ay mere pyare khuda, when the cars are on interest, our clothing on interest, then how can we expect rahmat and mercy and barakat? Allah, protect us and safeguard us from borrowing and giving on interest. Ay mere pyare Allah, tu hamara banja. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with halal risk and remove their problems. Ya Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Make our children pious. Ya Allah, hamari awlaad ko nek bana de. Salih awlaad bana de. Aankho ki thandak bana de. Tere deen ki khidmat karne wali awlaad bana de. Ay Allah, dunya aur akhirat ki bhalaiyo se unko mala mal kar de. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum sab ko neki ki taufeeq ata farma. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the taufeeq of doing good deeds. Protect us and save us from going towards haram. Allah, safeguard us from going towards anything that is prohibited, that is sinful. Oh my beloved Allah, tu hamari hifazat farma. Ya Allah, the Muslim Ummah is suffering everywhere in the world, especially at this moment in Palestine. Allah, their homes are being demolished. Little children, women, bombs are being thrown upon them. Ay Allah, tu unke hal par raham farma. Ay Allah, masajid are being bombed. Ay mere pyare khuda, the life, the wealth, the property of the Muslims have become extremely cheap for the enemies. Ay mere Allah, tu musalmano ka hal bhi badal de. Or Allah, in kuffar ko tu hidayat de de. Ya Allah, bless the enemies of Islam with hidayat. Ya Allah, bless the enemies of Islam with hidayat. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of Islam and Sharia. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, if they have become arrogant, and they have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam, and they will continue the destruction of the life and the property of the Muslim Ummah, then, oh my beloved Allah, whether it is in Bosnia, Chechnya, Palestine, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, or any part of the world, then, oh my beloved Allah, shake the enemies like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Allah, cause the earth to quake and swallow them up. Allah, send the gale force winds against them. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Oh my beloved Allah, cause the ships to sink. Ya Allah, send your azab against them. Allah, help and assist the mujahideen of Islam. Unki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, you are the same Allah that was in Badr. You are the same Allah that was in Khandaq. You are the same Allah that was in Uhud. You are the same Allah that was at the time of Fateh Makkah. Ay Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi quwwat wala khuda hai. Mere Allah, ab tu hamare hal par raham kar le. Ya Allah, ab tu haram kar le. Ya Allah, how long? How long, oh my beloved Allah, are the Muslim countries going to watch the destruction of their neighbors? Ha, mere Allah, unko hidayat de de to come to the assistance of the Ummah. Ey mere pyare khuda, Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat par raham farma le. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of his blood was shed for the sake of this Ummah. Ya Allah, in Taif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Shu Mubarak became filled with his blood. Ya Allah, that Nabi who is the greatest after you. Allah, how much of suffering, torture and persecution he goes through for the sake of the Ummah. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is stoned in Uhud. He falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, teeth are shattered in Uhud. Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Allah, thorns are placed in his path. Intestines of animals are thrown on his back. Ya Allah, we have failed to appreciate the sacrifices of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you made these sacrifices, that ummat for whom you cried so much, A few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, they listen to the filthiest of music and they watch the filthiest of films. In those hotels which were at one time the homes of the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. Those homes in which there was tahajjud and ishraq and chash. Those homes in which there was ittiba-i-sunnat. Ay Allah, those homes in which there was khawf-i-khuda. Ay Allah, those homes in which there were tears before you at the time of tahajjud. Ay Allah, those homes have now become places of fitna. Ay mere pyare khuda, when he is informed that a few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif, ay Allah, filthy music can be heard, filthy films can be seen, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to him. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, the cinemas, the theatres, the gambling dens are filled with that ummat in adultery, in fornication, that ummat in all kinds of sins and vices and evils. Ay very Allah, make us the cause of pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not the cause of his pain, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths or with a bottle of wine in our hands, or watching some filthy movie, or stuck and glued on the internet porn sites. Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it be a death of barakat. Allah, at that time, take us to Madina Sharif. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, at that time, take us to Madina Sharif, at the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Let it be the most happiest day of our life. Allah bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with 124,000 shining stars. Each and every one of them a star of hidayat. Ay Allah, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr-e Aswad ko choom karke jo manga tha. Rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha. Bataaf pe chal karke jo manga tha. Hatim mein namazen pad kar jo manga tha. Mizab-e-Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. Multazam se chibat karke jo manga tha. Maqam-e-Ibrahim ke piche ro ro ke jo manga. Zamzam ka pani pee kar jo manga. Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga. And at Mina the duas that he made. And in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi extends his hands and makes dua. And the duas that he made at Muzdalifa, bless us with all the goodness that he asked. Bless our families with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect the entire ummat. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma, madaris, masajid ki mehnat, khankao ki mehnat, amare mashayikh ki mehnat, Allah, sab ki mehnatah ko qabool farma. سب کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت الاعز الاكرم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين